we go live to New Zealand right now. Johan, good morning. Hello. There he is.
Good morning, Gary. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Are you in Auckland?
Yeah, okay. I'm situated in Auckland.
Okay, we have a big map here. Hey, our booth announcer, Microphone Jones, is here. MJ, say hi to.
Good morning, good morning.
He and I are both...
I'm Microphone Jones.
We're both ready to get on a plane and come out and see you. Now, you're not a native New Zealander, is that correct? You emigrated there?
Yeah, that's true. So, the thing was I just made the decision around 2019 to make the move to New Zealand after a whole lot of research. Like it seems that you guys are also at the moment looking into New Zealand, I did something very similar, and the more I discovered, the more I realized this is where I want to go stay, a better future for my children, basically. Eventually made the move. And what's so amazing about New Zealand, it's so multicultural. So it was not that difficult for me to adapt.
And Johan, where were you coming from?
I was coming from South Africa, yeah. So South Africa, yeah, we've had some challenges there, a few things that's been concerning. And, for those reasons, I decided I needed a different place to go to. And, yeah, I must say New Zealand was just standing up for me at that point.
You know, it's cool. I just there are parts of this show that we need video. And you're doing a YouTube thing. We're speaking right now live. I'm in Chicago here. Johan is in New Zealand here. Next time I do this, I'm just saying off the air, we'll get some video monitors. We have cameras. MJ, we get on camera.
Yeah, we definitely can.
All right. We put on makeup.
Right. I would really love that. I mean, that's something that I've even only started lately is doing a little bit of streaming. So I'm doing two streaming parts even on my production, and I enjoy the interaction, the live interaction with people. And yeah, definitely would be awesome if we could do something like that in the future.
We'll plug your YouTube channel on our website. It's bleat.network. I'll make sure that people can find that. Interesting. So I was going to ask you why you started a YouTube channel. I think you already answered that. There's a lot to talk about, right?
Yeah, maybe I can just elaborate a bit on the YouTube channel. So what happened was I'm a bit of a lazy guy when it comes to reading up on Google and stuff like that, you know. So I'm always looking for YouTube channels to enlighten me on any subject. So I was watching one or two other YouTubers doing videos, specifically South Africans making the immigration process to New Zealand, and there was one guy that did a full documentary of his journey, his personal story. And at that point, I had done quite an extensive amount of editing and stuff and video, so just due to my career, my own businesses and stuff, having to advertise. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to record my whole journey. So I recorded my whole journey from the reasons why I'm leaving South Africa, all the way to landing here, my experience here. It's about a two-hour-long documentary that I did showing people why you make this move, because you still get a lot of people asking about why would you leave your loved ones? Why would you do all of that? Hmm. It just helped me, I think, also in a sense to confirm why I'm doing what I'm doing.
This is fascinating. And Johan, in this era where we are, we're trying to be all over the world without leaving our house, you know, and the kind of thing that you and I are doing right now, and you know, the notion of thinking about South Africa and New Zealand, and I don't know where, I guess where I'm going, we're in a new sort of global consciousness. You agree with that?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think this is what I've really enjoyed since I've become more of, I'm still a very small YouTuber, if you could put it that, or streamer, but I enjoy the interaction of all kinds of cultures all around the world, and you know, just finding the greater good in all human beings all over the world. And I've really enjoyed that, seeing how accepting Kiwis have been of us, me coming into the country. And you know, the Maoris really give you beautiful Maori welcomings, and it's helped me integrate into the country. So even though I haven't been able to speak to those people in person, you get that acceptance from people through comment sections, through live chats on streams. That helps you to, you just need to be accepted. That's all you want as an immigrant. And it really helps a lot, you know, in today's day and age, being able to do these things.
It's interesting. We dubbed off the New Zealand national anthem, part of, as you know, part of which is in English and part of which is in Maori. And that got me thinking. Then you used the word Kiwi. What is a Kiwi? Is that a New Zealander? I looked at that and we have a lot of words here in the United States you don't say on the radio, and I didn't want to blurt out Kiwi and find that it was something else. So
No worries. Now I'm going to educate you guys on all these things. So there's a lot when it comes to these Kiwi slang words. So Kiwi in general, a lot of people think it's the kiwi fruit that you eat, but that actually, as far as I know, comes from Japan.
Yeah.
They do have a lot of kiwi as the fruit, but that's not what kiwi stands for. Kiwi is actually a indigenous bird of New Zealand. It's a flightless bird called a kiwi, and you don't find a lot of them around. They're indigenous. They're looking after them to preserve them, but those birds are basically the name after New Zealanders. So it's called kiwi, and it just stuck, I guess, over the years, and that's how we know it.
There's
a close relationship.
I was just going to say, MJ Kresser, and there's a brand of shoe polish in the United States. You ever see kiwi shoe polish? Comes in the round can. We used to do that.
Yeah,
I remember. I remember. That's what a kiwi looks like. So it's a flightless bird. It's 10 before the hour here on the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show at Bleat.network here in Chicago. And we're talking to my friend Johan, who is the proprietor of a YouTube channel and is a blogger and lives in New Zealand. And this is all, this is cool. So you said you were listening to us a little bit before we came on here, John. And I was asking about some of these things that come up about New Zealand. For example, there's no tipping there, they say. Is that right?
Yeah. It takes a while to get adjusted to New Zealand and the way the culture works. But that's what's refreshing in many ways in New Zealand. The thing here is the minimum wage is so much higher. Your minimum wage here is now almost, I think, around $18 something, almost $19. So
Wow. Anyone
on a minimum wage, they really look after everyone, if you can put it that way. And you know, wages is very important. So labor in general in New Zealand is very, you can say expensive, but also well paid. So, you know, anyone can make a living here, is really what I'm trying to say. So it breaks down that higher class. It makes more of a middle class. So that's just a general thing. Kiwis would literally say to you, if you leave money, they'd look at you funny. And they'd be like, no, it's all good, mate. It's all good. And you'd be like, okay.
I just read that where they run outside and thinking that you left it by accident on the table.
They would do that, definitely, because apart from the fact that they don't take tips, they're also very honest people. My last podcast was all about that, speaking about New Zealand and how honest people are, that they allow, I don't know with the U.S. if it's also like that for all the stuff, but for me coming from South Africa, having people not having to sign for a parcel and it being delivered in front of your door, and you're assuming it's going to be there, or leaving a parcel in the post and assuming it's going to be there when you get home, to me is, utopia.
We don't have enough time to go and go off on Amazon for another half hour here, but we have some delivery issues here. So I have a list of things people are asking about New Zealand, and one of the things is, it seemed to them that people were walking around New Zealand with no shoes on all the time. In fact, when I look at pictures, folks in New Zealand, you're always hiking, you're walking. So what about that? Are you outside a lot?
Yeah, definitely. So this is part of the lifestyle that attracted me, because I think South Africa and New Zealand and Australia, due to rugby and just the Southern Hemisphere kind of lifestyle, it's a very outdoorsy type of lifestyle. But New Zealand for me to fix that, I think probably in New Zealand and Australia more, because they don't sit with the crime and all those kind of issues. So you can be out at any time of the morning, any time of the night. You're pretty safe in this country. I'm not saying there's the odd occasion, but people won't attack you on the roads while you're running and stuff like that. So you can go run. There's a big, and because New Zealand's so versatile in the stuff that you can go do, you can literally go hiking, which is called, yeah, it's called tramping. That's the Kiwi slang for it. That's basically getting going hiking. And then just generally people are very outdoorsy, people on their bicycles, people running, there's bike lanes everywhere. And yeah, very, very active people. There's water around everywhere, so people are out at the beach if it's hot enough, if it's warm enough, going out. Sometimes when it rains, people still out. They don't really care about the rain. And yeah, just getting back to your no shoes thing, that is also, it's funny how, coming from South Africa, my children also grew up not wearing shoes to school. Well, they're still in school, but in South Africa, they're wearing no shoes. But here in New Zealand, people seem to, it was frowned upon if you dare to walk in public without shoes.
Yeah. Does this have
Yeah, in New Zealand, no problem. No problem. You know, they got a saying here in New Zealand, she'll be all right, mate. She'll be all right. That's really the way it is. People are just so chilled.
What do they say? They say what? She'll be all right?
She'll be all right.
She'll be all right. Okay.
Yeah, she'll be all right. Yeah. She'll be all right, mate. Yeah.
This is all...
That's basically slang, yeah.
I was thinking former British Empire, right? South Africa, New Zealand, and the shoes, and wow. New Zealand is diverse, though, is it not? You have many different people there.
Yeah, yeah. So I think originally you had more the English Europeans come in. New Zealand was literally, it was non-existent, and due to a lot of Teutonic movement and whatever, there was specific, I'm not going to go into the detail because I don't want to get it wrong, but... Yeah, volcanic eruptions and stuff. And that's how New Zealand came up actually under the water. And the first Polynesians to discover it was the Maoris that came into New Zealand. And from there you had the, I think it's Captain Cook from the British come in and then basically inhabit the New Zealand. And that's how, that was the first two, I would say. And then from there, because New Zealand was a smaller country, they've pretty much grown the population over the last few years from, I think it was 4.7 million up to now, I think close to 5 million. And many South Africans coming in due to skills, because it's a lot closer for us to move here and it's similar lifestyles. So South Africans, a lot of Asians, all types of different Asian people, Indians. It's really a mixed bag. A lot of Polynesians coming from all the little islands from Tonga and Fiji and all over. So it's really a mixed bag, and it's so refreshing having, for me, coming from South Africa, not having any racial issues, and everyone's living together. And it's I won't say not any racial issues, but really not a lot. It's refreshing. Yeah.
We're trying to Johan. Help me with your last name, Johan.
Help. So. I don't know if you guys watch much sport, but there was a guy called Ernie Els who played golf for years. He was pretty good from South Africa.
Yeah.
He had the surname Els, E-L-S. So it's pretty simple. It's just Els.
Okay.
And you're doing pretty well with the name. Some people can't do it. Yeah.
I'm looking up we're out of time for today, but can you and I do this again, please? I just looked. The president, our new president, is going to reach out to New Zealand, it says here. He's going to talk to Ardern, and I think you and I should talk. And we'll see who gets farther, you think?
Yeah, for sure. I think we'll get further. No, I'm joking, yeah. No.
What a treat. So go to bleat.network, and we'll put a little note so you can go to the YouTube channel. Johan Els, and wow, from the Yanks to the Kiwis. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. It was awesome. Thanks so much, Gary.
Thank you.